Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News, with a look at the day's weather coming up in just a few minutes. U.S. railroads, forced to turn over details of their crude oil shipments, are asking states to sign agreements not to disclose the information. Some states are refusing, saying the information should be public. Federal officials last month ordered railroads to make the disclosures following a string of fiery tank car accidents in Alabama, North Dakota, Virginia, and Quebec, where 47 people died. The information due Saturday includes route details and train frequency and emergency response information for trains hauling 1 million gallons or more of crude. BNSF, Union Pacific, and CSX are seeking agreements that the information won't be publicly shared. They say the information is security sensitive. Officials in Wisconsin, Montana, Illinois, North Dakota, Idaho, and Washington State have refused to sign, citing open record laws and the need for public awareness. All week long, environmentalists have been observing restoration. The Nature Conservancy is taking a close look at Alabama's coastline. The group is spending time educating people about the benefits of restoring marine habitats to the coast. Rob Brumbaugh is a senior marine scientist with the Nature Conservancy. He says it's more than helping the environment.
Along the Gulf Coast, oyster reefs, seagrasses, salt marshes are really the important places that actually make the fish and crabs and shrimp that we all love to eat and that actually supports our coastal communities and the economies of our coastal communities.
Brumbaugh says restoring these habitats also helps prevent erosion by acting as a buffer between the land and strong waves. Over 30 airplanes, big and small, will grace the Tuscaloosa sky tomorrow. According to Alabama Public Radio student reporter Seth Juniak, there won't be any pilots on board.
The West Alabama Aero Modelers will host their annual Summer Fun Fly event. The remote-controlled planes will take off from an airfield north of Money Sokol starting at 10 a.m. The event is open to the general public and will feature model pilots from all across the Southeast. Organizer Steven Staub says the planes will come in many shapes and sizes.
We've got all kinds of interesting designs from airplanes that, you know, have 120-inch wingspans and all the way down to airplanes that weigh a few ounces and you can hold in the palm of your hand.
The event is open to the public and food and drinks will be available. A candy drop is also scheduled for child spectators. For APR News, I'm Seth Juniak.
The head of Alabama Power Company is the new chairman of the Economic Development Partnership of Alabama. Utility President and CEO Mark Crosswhite will chair the board of directors of the private partnership of companies. About 90 businesses fund the organization, which Crosswhite says tries to be a catalyst for economic growth in the state. Crosswhite is a native of Decatur who took over at Alabama Power in March. The Economic Development Partnership was formed in 1991. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Good Friday to you. Mostly cloudy skies expected today. Showers and thunderstorms will become likely, especially across the northern half of the state. Temperatures top out in the upper 80s. As for Saturday, Sunday, temperatures starting off in the morning hours around 70. We'll top out close to 90 for the weekend. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are still possible. Not an all-day rain, but expect some rain to become possible. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.